Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, chick encounters, influencers, and a self-driving tractor. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
I called Dr. Kevorkian the other day, wasn't home, got his machine.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee, and there's Tom Griswold.
If you're listening yesterday, you know, there was a bit of a controversy. The parent incident. A little bit of love with Chick.
I don't know if some it was fan. Love. I don't know if it happened or not, but, yeah.
This comes to us from Andre.
Oh, Andre. Writing. Andre was there. I remember him.
Oh, yeah, dinner?
No. Andre in Kingston, Canada.
Oh.
Listening to the Bob and Tom Show, I was inspired to share my story about my encounter with Chick McGee.
Oh, boy.
Go, Andre. Go, baby.
It's the devil is in the details.
Mm-hmm.
We had a night of passion in Flin Flon, Manitoba.
Oh, how about that? We'll always have Flin Flon.
Chick ate cheese curds and dipped them in maple syrup and drank Molson Canadian.
Oh, man, I thought the night would
he was
go
wonderful.
On forever.
He was wonderful.
P.S.
Yes.
Andre continues.
Where else would you look for a man but in Manitoba?
He writes, P.S., I have marked August 1st on my calendar. Preparing for the celebration of Josh Arnold Day, the famous 6-year milestone of Josh Arnold being on the Bob and Tom Show.
How about a three-way? Me, Josh, and Andre.
Andre.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Andre. Now, is Flin Flon, Manitoba a real place?
I don't know.
Canada's got some real silly names
out
there.
That's a great name.
A lot of con artists there.
Oh, that's Flin Flam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Flin Flam, Saskatchewan.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
They're known for their flan there.
Man, that's a good movie. George C. Scott.
Oh, the Flin Flam Man?
Oh, that is a good flan.
Flin Flon, let's just see. Yep. Flin Flon is a mining city.
You got population there?
In the Canadian provinces of Manitoba. Oh, it's on the border of Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
Nice.
Cool. God, that's Sassatoba. Funny. Andre, thank you so much.
Saskatoba. That's right.
That's a great letter.
Sure is.
Okay, now.
Speaking of Canada.
Yes?
A group of rowdy Canadian passengers have been left stranded in Mexico after they partied on their flight to Mexico without wearing masks. Videos of the December 30th flight shared on social media show the unmasked passengers drinking, singing, smoking, dancing in the aisles, as well as standing on seats of the chartered flight from Montreal to Mexico. Sunwing Airlines subsequently canceled the group's return flight, while Air Transit and Air Canada refused to carry the passengers. Canadian officials said they have launched an investigation into the incident. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he's a handsome man, branded the passengers idiots as well.
How'd you like that?
That's awesome.
Your leader.
Yeah, your prime minister.
Right.
He feels compelled to comment on this.
Yeah.
But the problem is about to be, keep reading.
The trip was full of so-called social media influencers and reality TV stars.
Too bad the plane didn't go down.
Oh, no.
As long as the pilots and flight attendants were okay.
An estimated 30 people on the flight have now tested positive for COVID-19.
Shocking.
30.
Could you imagine?
Yeah,
I wonder why we would call them idiots. I wonder why they're so worried about it.
Whoops.
All of them tested positive?
They were all drinking from the same Grey Goose bottle. They were vaping. If you see the video, you'll go like, oh, my God.
The thing is... I will confess that there were times when we would have chartered flights, mm-hmm. and they would get
rowdy.
I was just going to say, didn't these folks actually kind of try to be responsible by not flying commercial? They knew they were going to party on the way down there,
but they still have to follow the same rules as
there are certain regulations.
What a marm you are!
I thought they were all tested before they got on the plane.
Well,
doesn't matter. I mean, I don't...
They're social media influencers. They were probably testing for SIF.
So now are they staying in some sort of quarantine hotel down there?
And they,
having the time of their lives.
They're still partying,
They don't know how to get home, but they don't care.
By this.
Yeah.
Gosh, I would love to be just young and hot. And
I bet they wish Rob Ford was still around. Get those heroes back here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that Canadian guy that was the drunk.
Wasn't he the Toronto mayor?
He was a
cracksman. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was having fun.
He was having a good smoke.
Isn't he DOA?
He is. Yeah.
Okay. Too bad. Well, so I guess these folks are still trapped there.
Moose attack.
So between this and what is his name? Yoham Djokovic, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Locked in
Novak Djokovic.
Australian. Yeah, that guy.
The Joker.
Locked in anything.
He's in Australia, though.
The problem that they, because they were all so-called social influencers, they couldn't not, they're all releasing video of this, and that's why this made the international news wire.
Yeah. It was everywhere.
And they were vaping on the plane, you said?
Oh, yeah.
I want a little PSA to everyone out there who's discreetly vaping. You're not discreetly vaping inside. Everyone knows, please stop doing that.
Yeah.
I thought the point of vaping was that you could do it anywhere.
I think if you're in the privacy of your own home, but if you're at a restaurant, don't like do it and blow it under the table. If you're at a comedy show, everyone can see you blowing your cloud up in the air.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but that was the point of vaping, wasn't it? That you could do it and it wasn't the same as smoke?
But I think it is the same, and I don't think that you can do it in public. I think there are
really
rules. Yeah, man.
I don't think there's such a thing as secondhand steam consumption that would be harmful.
Who knows?
But I like the fact that when you do it, it looks like you're emitting in a gigantic cumulus cloud.
I mean, it's a cloud.
Oh, you're funny. It's funny, yeah.
Yeah, so, well.
And it smells like an orange, which is nice.
Oh, sometimes blueberry muffins.
Sometimes apples, yeah.
Oh, and I have a little tip for you.
What's your favorite scent, Tom? Okay, go ahead.
Depending on the legality of it. If you're in your car smoking pot.
Yeah.
We can smell it.
Yes.
Well, you sure can. Isn't it amazing?
Unbelievable.
Now, does that mean it's good weed or bad weed?
I don't know, but guys, this could be an off-air conversation. I'm sorry.
Okay?
I apologize. It's...
I think the better the weed is, the more it smells, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
There are, like, there was, we did a story, I believe, there was some company in California, Colorado, and they were trying to grow pot that was not very smelly.
Well, that would be a great thing. I was picking up a pizza over the break, and wow. I was waiting, and I was sitting there, and this kid walked in. And, I mean, I seriously think I had a contact high.
Christy, if you're at a pizza shop, that's ours, okay? That's our place.
What do you expect?
On the battlefield,
it was
okay?
Christmas
this is
Eve.
Like someone complaining about getting hit by a baseball at a ball game.
It was Christmas
it's gonna,
Eve.
It's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. It was... Whew.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve. Back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's just move forward here, Christy. What else have you got?
The Taliban has ordered Afghan shop owners to decapitate their mannequins.
Well, there you go.
Is that right?
Yes. According to AFP,
where
the Taliban insisted...
cut your head before you don't have to. What?
Insisted the mannequins, which represent the human form, violate Islamic law. A video showing men sawing the heads off shop dummies in Herat has gone viral on social media. Aziz Rahman, head of the Ministry for the Promotion of Virtue and Prevention of Vice in Herat,
which sounds like something from a Mel Brooks movie.
No kidding.
Confirmed that the order had been made, while some shopkeepers had tried to get around the order by covering mannequin heads with scarves or bags.
Sure.
Rahman said, quote, if they just cover the head or hide the entire mannequin, the angel of Allah will not enter their shop or house and bless them.
Mm. Well, what's worse, looking like a hostage or looking like you got your head cut off? I mean,
yeah.
You know?
Don't we have a lot of stores that have headless mannequins here?
Yes.
Yeah. We do.
But they weren't sawed off because of some ridiculous savage law.
Isn't that a job? Course. That's a job, right? A window dresser or whatever?
Of course. Oh, that's it's an art form. But
yeah,
an
art form, yeah.
Josh, yes or no, have you not seen a headless mannequin with nipples?
Boy, I don't know that maybe a male.
No,
I don't feel like I've seen a lot of female mannequins with nipples.
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah.
The nipples on the mannequins.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. And they have plus size mannequins.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Fatty fat fats?
Yeah, real big ones.
Oh,
and you know what, Josh? It's weird because the mannequins are drinking big diet sodas. It's a weird look.
Yeah, that is weird.
Very odd.
That
in there. Very, very odd.
Do they have, like, Playboy magazine over there in Afghanistan?
No.
What do you think?
Oh, I bet some of the higher-ups they look at whatever they want.
Certainly. Yeah.
Well, they probably have actual women come in and then they just cut their real heads off.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys.
Josh Arnold, foreign policy.
Bombs.
No. I have a one-page foreign policy. Bombs.
Nuke or decaf?
They're being underused is all I know.
They're sawing off the heads of mannequins.
But thank God they still have a Twitter page. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's right. They do?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. Social media loves the Taliban. Don't get me started.
social media.
Well,
it's all teeth reviews,
we'll
the Taliban, you know.
John Deere's unveiled a self-driving tractor at the CES.
Oh, my God.
According to Wired.com, John Deere's new 8R tractor uses 6 pairs of stereo cameras and advanced AI to see and navigate through its environment.
That makes sense.
Aren't farmers... near extinction enough?
Mm-hmm.
We have to of them out of work.
They're not out of work. This will give them time to work on other stuff.
I think art farmers are called artists. Okay.
Oh no, I said aren't farmers.
Oh, art farmers. I'm sorry,
but
my fault.
It can find its way to a field by itself when provided with a route and coordinates, and can go to plow the soil or sow seeds by itself while avoiding obstacles in its path.
Sowing the seeds of love.
The farmer can even
get... Speaking of a miss by Tears for Fears.
Oh, that's a great song.
That is a great song. Thank you very much.
What is wrong
with
you?
It's no hot dog.
There's only one Tears for Fears song, everybody.
Hey, Jimmy, more heroin. Let John Paul do the guitar.
A farmer can even drive the tractor using a smartphone app. Jamie Hinman, Deere's chief technology officer, called the new 8R tractor as big a transition as the from the horse to the tractor. So this is a big deal.
No, it's not that big.
Yeah.
It's from a tractor to a self-driving tractor.
Calm down,
Jamie. No, it's a great idea.
It's going to lead to a must-plow situation.
That's right.
It's a house must-plow.
Leave my farmers alone. I love them.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
No, but this is, if you're a farmer, there's so much hard work that they do.
Of course.
This is one less thing. They get it all set up. They've got plenty more chores to do.
They don't need it.
Well, then they don't have to buy one, Josh. You want to get out there with your horse and iron plow.
I'm sorry, Tom. I forgot. I need to adopt your live and let live attitude.
You're the one that just nuked Afghanistan.
You wouldn't be on my side,
Josh. I'm gonna say that I'm guessing that this whatever it is AI controlled tractor needs a little work, and I'm basing my guess. I don't know much about farming. I know that that farmers are very hardworking people,
very,
and they provide us with so much great stuff. I'm not putting the farmers down. I am saying, however, I have one of those Roombas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you just pronounce that?
Roomba.
Roomba.
That's
how it's pronounced.
It is a Roomba.
The vacuum Roomba. Cleaner frisbee thing that works for 10 minutes and then it gets too full to keep going. That technology hasn't been perfected yet. I'm not so sure this tractor is ready to go yet.
Mine runs for like 40 minutes. I'm like, how much... Do you have to go over the same spot 18 times, Roomba? What's going on?
Yeah, it's Roomba. You said Roombas like an Egyptian king.
Well, whatever.
It's really weird.
And I've got a dog Roombas. That sheds so much.
Oh, that's why yours clogs up.
And after 5 minutes, it's over.
Yeah.
You have so many vacuums at your house, it's crazy. There's multiple Roombas. There's vacuums in every room.
Do you guys vacuum every day?
You guys got to go over there. It's hilarious.
Well, I like having a lot of vacuums. What's wrong with that?
Do you vacuum every day?
I like a clean house, as you know.
Do you ever just sit
answer
around
the question?
Do you ever just sit in your chair and go?
He's like a great white shark. He would pass away if that happened.
He doesn't have a
I heard something the other day. Somebody that I know said they like doing dishes because they wish all the problems in their life were as easy as dishes, because it's a simple task and you can wash and you just massage away the plates and it's a simple problem you can get rid of. Do you think that's why you like doing the dishes so much?
Could be.
Yeah, it's one
cathartic
thing you can control. and it's nice. The water's warm. It's soapy. It smells good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do the dishes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I did them. In fact, I did them this morning at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's far too early.
I enjoy them.
Too loud.
And then one of my other sons said, you're getting the dishes too clean before you put them in the dishwashing machine.
That's true.
And that now they're not going to get clean.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Makes no sense.
I'll never buy that.
That's
it's like the people
say.
Who go, you know, you should freeze hot water, not cold. I'm sorry. Yeah, hot water freezes faster than cold water.
That's exactly
that
right.
Makes zero sense.
Remember the guy that goes, I don't wash my jeans. I just freeze them every 6 months.
Yeah.
Really? Jump off a building and get
that
back
to
me.
That was the CEO of Levi, wasn't it?
It's insane.
Yeah.
That's a raw denim thing.
Whatever.
Right. It's like real indigo.
They're blue jeans. Calm down.
Yeah, your dishwasher is set up to clean, and if the dishes are too clean, it won't get them clean.
Yeah, but then my head won't be clear. As Willie points out.
Because you'll be worried about the dishes getting clean.
That's your relaxing.
And I have rules about the kitchen when I'm doing the dishes.
You don't use the dishwasher, do you?
Yeah, I use it.
You wash the dishes and then put them back in
the
dishwasher?
The dishwasher gets the microscopic stuff.
Yeah, then you just put it on the sanitize cycle, and 3 hours and 15 minutes later, your dishes are...
Good Lord!
3 hours?
Wait, yeah.
It's a wonder microscopic. It's just not a molten...
You have the carbon footprint of Bozo the Clown.
What is your electric bill? $800 a month?
I don't know. I'm like Josh. I know my car needs gas. If I look at the numbers, I'll get depressed.
Yeah, I'm just filling it. The last time
I had a problem with gasoline, I borrowed my friend Mark's truck. He has a Ford F-150. I borrowed it to go get my Christmas tree.
Does he have to use a stepladder to get in there?
It's very funny. I'll tell him you said that. And it has been my tradition over the years when I borrowed Gunner's truck or Mark's pickup truck, I will always fill it with gasoline and then whatever, grab
him
a piece
of
beer.
That's very polite. Yes.
I did not know when I pulled up to the gas station that the Ford F-150 has a 30-plus gallon tank.
Whoa.
Sure.
I kept watching those numbers going, is this stuff just pouring in the ground? I have a Suburban. That's got like a 20-gallon tank. But
well, at least gas prices are low right now.
Okay, sorry. Where were we?
Researchers have found no scientific evidence to support hangover cures. According to Science Alert, researchers reviewed 21 controlled trials and determined the evidence on so-called hangover remedies is of very low quality. Epidemiologist Emmert Roberts, boy, that sounds like a college name, doesn't it?
Yes.
From King's College London, said for now the surest way of preventing hangover symptoms...
Not to drink?
To abstain from alcohol.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. The best way to prevent ski accidents is don't go ski.
Yeah, or drink in moderation.
Sit at home.
This is one topic where I will say I've done my own research.
Yeah.
I think best thing to avoid a hangover, stick to beer. Try to have a meal before you go to bed to soak it all up. Try to drink plenty of water.
Well, this is anecdotal research.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Those are good tricks.
Yeah.
When we were in Las Vegas, that was just a few years ago. We did that thing at Brad Garrett's club, and I forget which casino it's in, but it's in one of the big ones. And right across the hallway.
It's in the MGM.
Yeah,
and,
there
yeah.
was a what do you
oxygen
call it?
Bar.
No, but no,
the IV.
No,
oh, the IV thing.
The IV
yeah.
thing.
Right.
You could go in there and...
You guys are missing the boat not being married.
150.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.